Hey, Faith Lutheran Church. It's time again for an episode of Sunday on Monday, and I want to talk to you this morning about the gospel reading. I didn't say too much about it, but it was from Mark chapter 9, and it was verses 14 to 29, and it's a story about a father who has a son who's overcome or possessed by a demon, and he's seeking help. He's seeking help, and first, he meets the disciples, because Jesus, Peter, James, and John were up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and they've come down at the beginning of the story and entered into an argument between the disciples and some people in the crowd, and there's some scribes there, and they're probably arguing about healing and demon possession and God's word and law, and Jesus asks what's going on, and he hears from the Father. And the father says, well, my son, he's been possessed by a spirit that has made him mute, and it throws him down on the ground, and there's foaming and grinding of teeth and all kinds of crazy stuff. Your disciples, they tried to cast out this demon, and they failed. And Jesus turns and says, oh, faithless generation, how long will I be with you? And so this story is a story about faith, or I want to say about orientation, the orientation of our lives. Here's what I mean by that. You see, in Mark chapter 6, the disciples go out two by two. They're sent out. They're the sent ones, so they're the apostles. They go out, and they do, in fact, cast out demons. And they anoint people with oil and heal the sick. So they go out with great success and do the thing they're trying to do right now in chapter 9. But they haven't been sent out to do those things in chapter 9. They're just trying to do them by their own strength and power, possibly. Probably because they've done it before and they're thinking, hey, we did it before, we can do it again. Well, the issue here is they're not going in faith. There is a faithless or an unbelief that's happening here. And it's, I think, they are oriented to themselves. They're taking all of this upon themselves. They're trusting in their past ability and experience, maybe their own knowledge, and they're trying to overcome this thing that can only be overcome by orienting ourselves to the divine, that is, to God. And so then the story continues. The disciples have failed. Jesus calls their faithlessness out. The father tells Jesus that this has been happening for a long time, and this demon has often tried to destroy his son. And he pleads with Jesus, saying, if you can do anything, have compassion on us. And Jesus looks at the father, and he says, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cries out and says, I believe. Help my unbelief. And this is an interesting statement, okay? He is asking Jesus to help him in this moment with his son and with his faith. Help my unbelief. Now, the father here is orienting himself towards Jesus. And he's turning to Jesus here in this moment, faithfully, with weak faith even, for help, for salvation, for his son. And he's tired, probably. I'd say he's weary. He's weary of this, watching his son suffer day in and day out, trying to keep his son safe from this thing that tries to destroy him. And he's turning in his weakness to the one who can save. Now, this is the difference then between the disciples in this story and the disciples largely in Mark's gospel, because they will rarely turn towards Jesus in great faith. They largely work on trying to understand what's happening from their own perspective. They're oriented toward themselves. One commentator, James Veldt, says that this is a picture of self-absorption that will not be diminished in the following chapters. The disciples are focused in on themselves. Now the father is focused outside himself towards the divine. And at the on the last verse, verse 29, Jesus says to the disciples, because they're wondering how in the world he can do this, but they can't. He says, this kind cannot be driven out, this kind of demon cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. Now, I think what he's talking about here and why I'm talking about orientation is that the orientation of prayer is outside of ourselves. Whether we kneel or stand or bow our heads, we are focused solely on Jesus, that our eyes are taken off of ourselves and we are faced outward to God. And in the Gospel of Mark, Dr. Veltz writes that petitioning Jesus like this Father is natural for Jesus' followers, and that when one prays, one acquires the proper orientation, an orientation characterized by faith. You see, the Father is here praying for Jesus' help in his weariness, in his distress, in his helplessness, and he believes, but he also has unbelief. He has moments of wavering, and it may be that we have a moment in our lives that is so distressful that it does indeed force us outward towards God in prayer and in faith. Or it could be little trivial moments. You know, you're just tired and you spill your coffee on yourself on your way to work and your faith wavers and you yell out in frustration, why is this happening? I have those moments. But needless to say, this story and the sermon on yesterday are about this deep-rooted problem of humanity where we are so prone to turn towards ourselves in a kind of self-absorption or idolatry, as I said it yesterday. And we want to look to the Father's example that, yes, we believe, but there are moments in we walk in unbelief, and in those moments we want to have the right orientation where we are humble and faithful and we turn to God in prayer and in faith. So let's pray now. Our Father in heaven, we do rejoice and give thanks for the faith you have created in us by your word and your spirit, and we pray that your spirit always hold us together in you as vine and branches. Help us always to abide in you. And we pray, Lord, that you guard, guide, and protect us this week. And be with us in those moments where we feel so helpless. Help us always to orient ourselves to you, not to our own strength or knowledge or wisdom or power. Help us in every circumstance to seek you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.